minus 10, 9.
You're listening to the Launchpad Podcast with J-Man.
Brought to you by Gallant Media.
2, 1. Here's your host, Ignition. J-Man.
Put on your glass. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're killing it, Sid.
Wait till I show you my mini Sid.
Your mini Sid? Okay, I'm waiting for that. And I also have a couple of props that I have brought along as well, because I have a couple of fragrances that I want to share with you, and you can kind of like give me a grade. Sound good?
Sounds good. And I love how you did that. How the hell did you do that posting with the picture and the music?
Oh, Sid, I have so much to teach you. We're going to teach one another. This is going to be very mutually beneficial, our relationship, buddy. So let's get started, okay?
I'm going to start with some music for you. There's a reason why.
Okay, so one second. First, I got to let people know that they're listening to the Launchpad Podcast. My name is J-Man. Thank you so much for being here. We are talking to a gentleman who is a contributor to Ottawa Life Magazine for his magnificence in fragrance. He's been doing it for decades. I'm so happy to have Sid Kratzberg right here once again. And you were with us last season to talk about fragrance and fashion. And now we're just going to talk about smelling pretty. Thank you so much for being here, Sid.
I love you guys. Everybody who's watching, peace and love.
Yes, indeed.
Right?
Absolutely. That's what we need right now in this world. So
are you ready?
I am ready for your music.
The show must go on.
So
I've been listening to Freddie all day. And you know what? We have to change the words. The shit show must go on.
Oh, I know, eh? This whole COVID deal.
Is it a shit show or is it not?
Right. It is a shit show. And Sid, it must be tough for you because you're an individual that's out and about. You're making friends. You're kissing babies, shaking hands, spraying bottles on people's faces, their wrists, wherever they want it. And, you know, obviously we're kind of confined to our homes. So what's that transition been like for you?
I think I'm ready to be institutionalized.
Yeah.
It's been very, very hard because, as you know, I love people. Jason, I and many others never thought this pandemic would go so long. Mm-hmm. When it first started, what, last March, remember?
Yeah.
We thought, oh, you know, a month or two, it'll all be over.
Right.
Jason, I miss my friends, obviously.
Right.
But my passion for my work, I miss terribly. Mm-hmm. My events, I missed. And boy, Jason, did I have some awesome events lined up. One of the ones was with the Italian ambassador. It would have been an evening with probably 1,000 people doing Versace. That didn't happen. All my TV work that I love doing, you know, because it's all techie, like we're doing now, and that you had to help me with, if people only knew. Number three, all my work doing seminars over. But there were some good things, Jason, that came out of this.
And what would be
the number
one good
thing? You're probably going to say, what the hell could be good about it?
Right.
Number one, I was able to help my grandchildren with school. And being an ex-primary teacher, I got a lot of satisfaction. But you want to hear the best news?
What's the best news, Sid?
It was fabulous time for people in fragrance, Jason. Well, and you know why?
Why?
Because A, people were at home, right? Mm-hmm. Working from home. Nobody was telling them at work, you know, oh, that fragrance, it's too strong. I don't like
right.
the smell. So it was F you, I'm going to have fun with my fragrance. So people, and I was the same way. Every day they were able to try their fragrances without anybody being bothered. But it also gave them a chance, Jason, to experience new ones. And that's one of the biggest trends this season that I'll share with you.
Okay, fantastic. So what I want to do first, is remind the viewer right now, if you are into scents and fragrance and you dig Sid, subscribe, okay? Subscribe to the Launchpad Podcast. And now I have three fragrances that I want to share with you, Sid, and I want you to rate me and rate the fragrance 1 to 10. I'm going to disappoint you here, so just bear with me. I'm going to start with the first, okay?
So I may not even know it.
This is an old one that I just kind of use to make my house smell better. I don't put this on my body anymore. Are you familiar with this brand at all?
Yes.
Yeah,
I've heard of it. It's, I think why it did well is it's the catchy name.
Right. Okay, some good branding. Okay, now I'm going to move on to second. I think this is going to be like an average fragrance. This one right here.
Ah, Burberry.
It is. Now, this is like...
I'll have you know, Mr. Jason, I launched the Burberry in Ottawa.
Oh, did you?
The makeup, when Burberry came with makeup, we were the first to have it.
Okay.
And it was exciting working with the Burberry line. I'm no longer working with that line, but there's good and there's bad.
Okay, so where...
Not everyone's...
Where does this rate 1 to 10?
1 to 10, I would put it at about a 6.5.
Okay, now what are the perks of this fragrance and what do you not like about this fragrance? And who is it good for?
That particular fragrance, I think it's a classic. It's a casual fragrance. Okay. I found it a little heavier, personally.
Yes, I agree.
And... That's not one of the trends today, Jason.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give you one that I think is a classic, and I think it would be like the less heavy, a little bit more of a maybe a fruity smell, at least on me, because we were saying last time that we spoke that, you know, different fragrances smell different on different people.
Of course.
You want to talk about classic? This is a badass one right here. Burberry for Men. This would be the original.
That's Burberry the original. Very classic.
Right.
Not now, bad.
This does not go out of style. Don't tell me this goes out of style because I wear this.
No,
today.
No. It's I think what's happened, Jason, it's a hard one to get because what happens, Jason, is after so long, they either get rid of it and sell it off to introduce new ones. Mm-hmm. So that we're going back with that one, Jason.
Yeah, and I can still find this one. I can still
now,
find
how long
one.
Have you had that bottle, Jason?
This one, well, I wasn't able to travel. I usually pick one up like at the duty free when I'm coming back from traveling. So it's been about 2 years. I'm hoping it's still around. If it's not, this is liquid gold, Sid, and you are never going to get me away from this. I will drag this away from a dying man's hand. Anyways.
I have to say. Now, wait, you want to meet Mini Sid?
Yeah, let's bring out Mini Sid. A little, nice little
two
break
mini
here.
Two Mini Sids.
Let's see Mini Sid.
Do you know who Maria Saracino is?
I don't, but you do.
She is fabulous. I love her. She is, I would say, Canada's top figurative sculptor.
Okay.
And when I connected with her, she says, you are so different. I want to do something for you. And I thought, what would that be? So she made me my figurative sculptures.
Well, let's see it.
And you're going to say, what are those? When I do launching, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's see it.
Do you like Mini Sid?
That's lovely. With actual liquid in the bottle. That's good.
Guess what it was? A little lady's Burberry.
A little Burberry knife.
And
the other one?
Oh, the other one. She just got it to me.
That's beautiful.
So when I'm doing a launching, the fragrance bottle goes here.
Oh, that's great. Oh, big shout out right there. So,
but you know what we have to do?
What do we have to do? It's controlling this podcast.
Okay. I'm controlling it. No, I'm
okay.
We have to talk about some trends.
Okay, that's what I want to do. And I want to talk about some female fragrances. And we just kind of started off with men. Can we talk about some female fragrances?
Sure. But
okay.
Before we do that, of the biggest trends in fragrance, because that'll lead us into it. Okay.
You take control of it. I'm here for the ride.
You're here for the ride. One of the biggest trends, Jason, is we're going to see a lot of fragrances that are unisex. could be a man or a woman using it.
Okay.
Another fabulous trend we're seeing for guys too. People used to associate floral notes as being very girly and feminine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Guess what, Jason? We're seeing floral notes in men's fragrances.
Right.
And in the ladies' fragrances, we're seeing some of the notes that people associated with more of a masculine note.
Really? And why is that, Sid?
It's just the developers. You know, really? They mix these people who create these fragrances, say, hey, let's try something new.
Okay.
Except a leather note.
Yeah.
Was not found in a woman's fragrance, but now it is.
So do you think this has to do right now with kind of, this is kind of like getting into gender politics and all this kind of shit. But I mean, do you think it has something to do with that? You know, right now we're kind of transitioning right now to like this gender fluidity, and this is maybe kind of just speaking to the times?
Possible.
See, I think maybe I'm ahead of you on this one, Sid.
It's possible.
It's possible.
But I think, Jason, too, these developers are just constantly trying the new things, you know? But one of the things that I love about fragrance, Jason, that people just don't know. They'll buy a fragrance, but behind the fragrance, there's a story, Jason.
Oh,
and
story time.
That's what Sid loves to do. I love to share the stories. So you were asking me about ladies' fragrances.
Yeah, what's hot?
So, guys, this is hot for the ladies. If you want something beautiful,
right?
It's the world of Versace.
Ah, Versace.
You know, the history, when I did a big seminar on him, people did not know a lot about Versace. They know Gianni Versace, A, was murdered. We all know the story about that.
Everyone knows the story. Everybody.
It was a horrible, a horrific story. But what I love about him, he was the forerunner for two things. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
He empowered women before anybody empowered women. Do you know who Medusa was? Do you know your Greek mythology?
I do know Medusa. If you looked at her, you'd turn to stone.
You got it.
Right.
Hey, what's that song? Turn to stone. Wasn't there a song?
I said you would know better than me.
Yeah, turn to stone. Yeah. The sailors in Greek mythology would be on the ships and they would be looking at this DDG woman.
Drop dead gorgeous.
Sitting on a rock with hair to die for, long, sexy hair. And of course, the sailors would go gaga and they'd look at her. And what would happen, Jason?
Boom. Rock solid stone.
Rock solid stone. So that is why Versace uses on men's fragrances and women's fragrances the logo of Medusa.
Oh.
Because she was so powerful that she could turn a man into stone.
Right, eh? That's a good story. Story and time with Sid.
This is GHI, Drop Dead Gorgeous. It is the new one for ladies called Dylan Blue,
okay,
turquoise, and it has jasmine and freesia. And you notice the color of the bottle, Jason?
If you move it a little bit more, there you go. Now I can.
That turquoise blue.
Know what that looks like? It looks like a fount of youth almost. And why is it turquoise blue?
Because we want to bring you to the world of peace, tranquility, the Mediterranean.
Oh, okay.
The water.
Very nice.
This is soft, feminine, gorgeous. And the other one, here's the other one for ladies.
Okay.
A fabulous one with mandarin and pear and musk. It's the Eau de Parfum by Versace.
En français, mon ami. Très beau.
And you do know we have in fragrance, you have a cologne, you have Eau de Toilette, Eau de Parfum, and then you have parfum. And what's the difference? The concentration is heavier.
Right. Okay, I don't know why they went with the whole thing that sounds like toilet, though. That kind of throws me off. I don't, it's like every time I hear toilet, I'm like, toilet.
Now we come to another one for ladies. Okay. I'm doing the ladies.
Okay.
The world of Bulgari. Okay. Do you know anything about them?
I don't. Please teach me. You. I don't know this one.
You've heard of the Bulgari jewelry, haven't you?
I have not, actually.
Okay. If you want to make somebody happen and you've got lots of scratch and money, you buy a woman a piece of Bulgari jewelry. Elizabeth Taylor. Do you know who she
is? Of course I know Elizabeth Taylor and the Michael Jackson connection.
You're
too.
A lot younger than me.
Yes, but she is like the epitome of beauty and grace.
Epitome, exemplification of beauty. And do you know what her passion was? When she hooked Richard Burton?
I'm going to guess it's jewelry.
Bulgari jewelry. You know what she used to say?
Okay, what?
Are you ready? Nothing gave her more pleasure than making love with Richard Burton with nothing on but her Bulgari jewelry.
That's awesome.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, and right?
When she was the first Hollywood star, her best friend, fabulous story that I share, was Rock Hudson. She brought AIDS to people's attention by creating the Elizabeth Taylor Foundation. She had an auction at Christie's in London where she sold off a lot of this jewelry to raise money. Pieces that they thought might get 200,000, 300,000. Do you know how much money she brought in, Jason?
I can only imagine how many millions.
153 million for her jewelry.
Wow. That's incredible.
A little sidetrack, but people want to hear the stories, right?
Yeah, that's a great story. Keep them coming, Sid.
And here we are. I love this. This is the Omnia collection. There's different ones.
Wait, there is a fragrance in there?
Yeah, this is a fragrance. And you're going to say, isn't that the coolest looking bottle? It's a circle. It's almost like infinity, you know?
Right. Yes. I like that. Good eye.
So when you spray, I just sprayed a lovely woman's fragrance. I don't think it would matter. You have lotus. You have bamboo. It is so gorgeous. It's fresh. This is a fragrance for a woman who's just doesn't want a heavy fragrance, but she wants something light, lots of freshness to it.
Right.
The Omnia collection.
Right. And that would look great just on a dresser, like just even as a dresser piece. Oh my God. To think that you can use it to smell good too. Like that's almost like a perk.
It's gorgeous. Machino. Take a look.
That looks fun.
It is fun. Do you know anything about Machino? It's the Italian line who brings fun in their bottles, their fashion. It's fun Italian luxury. And it's the bear, of course. Toy, it's called. And beautiful. Again, the women love this with peony and gardenia. And you know what one of your top notes was? Apple.
Oh, really? Okay. And why is that?
They just said, let's try putting an apple note, okay?
Okay, let's just do it. An apple a day.
It's worked beautifully. But isn't it cool?
It is. Move it over in a little bit more. You're holding it the wrong place. There you go. Yes. That is really cool looking.
I just think it's wow, wow, wow. Now, take a look at this for the men. Jason, when I was one more.
Oh, wait. We're going to get into the men right now?
I'm going to do one more for ladies.
One more for ladies, and then we're going to move into some great Father's Day gifts, right? Fragrance and Father's Day. Okay.
For the Burberry woman. This is a beautiful one, Jason.
That is.
And what I love about Burberry, I love what they're doing now. Look at the little tags.
You got to move that in again. Wrong direction.
The little leather tag hanging in on the side.
And know what? It kind of looks like their traditional bottle of old. You know?
You got it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And this one. The new men's Burberry, the classic men's Burberry. Look at that, okay, Jason.
That is lovely.
And this particular one, Jason, it's just, it has vetiver, which is a beautiful, it adds to the fragrance, a beautiful note, and cardamom. And there's one more thing that I'm forgetting. Pepper.
Pepper. Now, interesting. So what would that fragrance be good for? Is that out for a night on the town? Is that something to wear kind of like outdoors on a patio, you know, an opera?
I don't like this one during the day, Jason. You've hit it right on the nail. That's my personal opinion. Right. This is when you're clubbing.
Right.
When
okay.
you're, a lot of guys have said, hey, it's kind of like a chick magnet.
Know what I'm going to call that? I'm going to call that one the closer.
Oh, the closer.
The closer.
And then the other one, I did have it where.
And that was a Burberry, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that one out.
And the other one, I'm coming. Funny story. Do you know who Jimmy Choo is?
I do know the name, yes.
You know, women go gaga over Jimmy Choo's shoes.
Yeah, he has his own little podcast too, like some crazy name of a podcast. But yes, he was on Mad TV, right? That guy?
The shoe designer.
Oh, no. Okay. Totally different person.
I thought, what is Jason talking about?
You have no idea. If you saw the guy that I was thinking of, you'd laugh even more.
Jimmy Choo is one of the hottest shoe designers that women go gaga. He's from England. He started in 1990 in a little boutique. And you know who was the first person, famous person, who went gaga over his shoes? Was Princess Diana.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And women, I have learned so much about women after being married 45 years, but they have an obsession with two things, Jason. Not every woman, but a lot do. And you know what those two obsessions are, Jason?
Tell me.
Shoes and handbags.
That's true. Okay, that is a good one, yeah.
And I remember when I was launching Jimmy Choo, I was at Nordstrom, actually. And the Americans love to shop, okay. And they, because it was so close to the Western Hotel, you would get a lot of guests who were staying over popping into the store, right? This one lady was looking, looking at the shoes and fragrances. Well, the Jimmy Choo shoes, Jason, are they're magnificent, really. I don't wear them, don't get me wrong. But the evening shoes, the glitz, the style, the whole look. And you also have to be prepared, which I cannot understand, but women do. They'll pay $1,500, $1,600 or more for a pair of shoes.
Right.
And I'll never forget this one lady, and you knew, Jason, that money was no object. She was drop-dead gorgeous. Hubby was a little older. You know, it's all I'm going to say. And when she was leaving, just, oh, my God, I'm so excited. And I said, wow, that's nice to be excited. She says, oh, the Jimmy Choo shoes. She says, I just bought four pairs, one in all the colors. We're looking at $1,400 a shoe, Jason.
Right, that's crazy.
Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
But Jimmy Choo started to design perfume.
Okay.
And it's gorgeous, Jason. This is the man's Father's Day, Jimmy Choo. It's gorgeous. And it's just, I love it because it has style. It has honeydew melon and suede, a suede note and patchouli. But it's a great fragrance for guys for Father's Day.
And that would be other, for just the standard man? Is that for the hardworking man? Or
standard man, he'll go out and buy his wife a nice pair of shoes for $1,600.
Right, there you go. Okay, that's for him. Okay.
But, wait, where did I put it now? Ah, here it is. Jason, one of my all-time favorites I'm going to show you. Mont Blanc.
Okay.
One of the luxuries that I always said I wished I had, I don't know if you know it, but there's something that's dying out today, Jason. Do you know what it is? And I see it more with the young people, but I'm seeing it with a lot of older people, and it's something very sad. And you know what it is, Jason?
What is it, Sid?
It's writing personal thank you notes. It's a dying art.
It is.
And I always wanted one thing. I don't have it yet. I always wanted the Mont Blanc pen. That's what it was famous for. It was, how can we put it? A gentleman who was dressed to perfection, an executive, when he was signing contracts, he would pull out his Mont Blanc pen.
Right. And probably be wearing a Burberry jacket. We talked about that last time, too.
I tell you, he would be wearing that, and he'd be wearing, I love it. It's Mont Blanc. Right. It's the classic with bergamot. Could you see the bottle?
So how much are these generally running a person, like if they're looking for one of these bottles? Are these affordable bottles?
You know what I like about this, Jason? These, they could range from a 50 ml or 100 ml.
Right.
It could range, some of them could range from, what, $100, $112, $150. Right. You know what I always said? I can't afford to buy, I have one Versace tie, okay? I can't afford to buy all this designer stuff, but I could be part of the designer world by buying the fragrance.
Right.
And you, Jason, could be part of the Jimmy Choo. You could be part of Mont Blanc by buying the fragrance.
And what's fantastic about it too, Sid, in regards to fragrance, I find that fragrance is probably the greatest value that you can buy in fashion, because a bottle of good fragrance, you know, even if you're using it every day, will last you months on end. Now, I want to talk about something else too, Sid, because last time we spoke about the way that people should be putting their perfumes on and their scents on. So maybe you'd like to give us a little tutorial on how people should be applying these scents.
Sure. Everybody's different, right, Jason? Right. But we're getting into one of the trends again, Jason.
All right.
And one of the trends this year are hair mists for women.
Okay.
So a little spray in the hair, a little spray on the brush, and then you comb it. Now, you could see I'd never be able to do anything with my hair.
Right.
Obviously not. Okay. That's one way. Number two, for the male, okay.
Oh, here we go. Wow, wow, wow.
I don't have the mask. I'm not... the model,
right?
But really, it does work.
Undo the button, get to the chest.
Undo the button, and just on the chest, okay?
Just a little on the chest.
That's it.
Woo!
Or one spray here
on the neck.
Yeah, but never ever. And women tend to do it in men.
Don't rub it off, because you're breaking down your nodes.
And you're breaking down the molecules, right?
Right, okay.
The other way that some people say they believe in is spraying in the air and just walking into it.
Walking into it. I feel like I'm wasting it if I'm doing that. I feel like I'm wasting it if I'm doing that. I need to feel something going on me.
Yeah. And you know, for a woman, the best place, you're going to be very surprised, Jason, behind her knee, because it resonates. The fragrance resonates, or behind the neck.
Okay, back of the neck. That's great.
Yeah, okay. Guys could do that too, okay?
Right.
And the other thing is, and less is better, Jason.
Okay.
The problem with so many guys, it tends to be guys, younger guys that are just starting shaving, you know, your 18-year-olds or whatever.
Right.
They have to put the whole frickin' bottle on.
Right. And no, I think they do it. I think they do it because they start off like with one of these axe sprays where they go, right? So they get into that habit of maybe just putting on too much. Subtle is better.
So now with the pandemic, Jason, this is quite interesting. We're wearing masks. Mm-hmm. But you still could have that fragrance. You know why? Mm. I'll give you a little tip. Take your mask, put it on a table, and the strap part only. One spray on the strap. Wait 30 seconds till it dries, then put the mask on. It's if you still want that fragrant smell.
Right.
But when you wash the mask, if it's a washable mask, you have to wash it in a non-scented detergent or a soap, dishwasher soap.
Right.
Just a little. Neat. And another tip, here comes the bride. It's a special day, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a day to put on a sensual, sexy fragrance, ladies.
Okay.
This is the day to wear feminine, soft, beautiful, light fragrance. A little fragrance with roses, floral. It's not the right time to be wearing. That's my opinion.
Right.
Hey,
what's up? Oh, that's great. Hey. Now, I love those tips. That's fantastic as far as bringing the scents to a close. Now, what I also want to talk about is Ottawa Life Magazine, and you're a contributor there.
I love it. I'm very excited to be honored. Do you know Mr. Dan Donovan?
I do not know him personally.
Just a wonderful man who has the pulse on what's happening. And yeah, and I was going to show you, but it's not ready till next week, the actual edition. Right. But this is from another edition, Ottawa Life Magazine.
Right.
And I'm having a blast writing. There's my column.
Okay.
There's my column. So it's usually two pages. And Jason, I was so upset because...
you can turn that off. That's great.
I'm so disappointed that I was going to be in a modeling spread, a fashion spread.
Wow.
You know, I love my custom-made shirts that are funky.
Yes.
Sur mesure. We were doing a whole story on it, but because of the pandemic, we couldn't do any shooting. But the next edition, we'll be doing something.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And where can people find this magazine? Is it available online as well?
You can find it in a few stores online. If you're a subscriber to the Globe and Mail, Toronto Globe and Mail in Eastern Ontario, you actually get the magazine.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Now, Jason, do we have time to mention about...
Oh, he's getting up.
...something really different?
All right, sure. Let's talk about it.
A virtual fragrance sampling party.
Oh, get out of town. Let's talk about this. This will make a great close.
By the media people from the company that represents all of these, it's at it's all virtual. Oh, right. God, you know me in virtual. But it's Hudson Bay, Ottawa, basically Rideau, Hudson Bay, Rideau, Hudson Bay, Bayshore.
Okay.
And it's a Zoom thing, Jason.
All right.
And Jason, maybe your listeners would love to be part of this because they will hear about fragrances I've never talked about, interesting stories as well, but it's going to be like Christmas. You know why?
Why?
Because they will have a chance to get some of the most exciting gifts with purchase. If they don't, they don't have to purchase. They could just listen. However, if the first 40 people who register, Jason, will get a package of beautiful men's samples, some Versace hand little towelettes.
Oh, wow.
It's fabulous. And all they have to do, so because I'm not a techie, you will have the answer.
Right.
The first 40 people who register, it's on June 10th. And this, I don't.
No, don't worry. I'll get the information from you after the podcast. I'll put it in the link.
If you could put it all in.
I can.
And the first 40 people, if they give me their name and address, if they live in Ottawa, because of the pandemic, my boss said that the package would be personally delivered to
them. Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
But it's only, they only had so many, Jason, because this is all across, okay?
Of course.
The stores. So we were able to get 40 packages only. Okay. So it's after they go to the presentation, then they will receive this. But it's during the presentation when it's all done. You should see the things that they can get, Jason. Like, I want to do it just to get the gifts.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to make sure to have that link below. Make sure that you are hooking up with Sid and the crew online and getting those freebies just for listening about fragrances that you're probably going to want to put near your face. Anyways,
only 40 people.
Only 40 people. So we're going to make sure people get there. Make sure that you do it right now. The link is below in the description. Sid, thank you as always for sharing your time with me on the Launchpad podcast. I'm looking forward to the next time already.
The best, Jason, you are. And thank you for helping me with our little issues with this technology. We'll have
good.
To get together once this patio's open, Jason.
We are going to do some patio pints for sure. Thank
and
you so
much. And solve
all
the problems in the world.
Absolutely. And thank you, the listener, for being here for yet another Launchpad podcast. If you enjoy Sid, you enjoy the content, you enjoy fragrance, make sure that you subscribe. Also, make sure to check me out online at launchpadpodcast.com. You take care, be well, and love simply because you can.